This is the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Pierre Desir is going to join us right now from the Jets. And Pierre, we were just talking about it, so let's start with that. What the Niners were saying about the turf and the injuries that happened in Sunday's game on their side, and you guys had a couple of guys as well go down. Did you notice something different about the turf at MetLife?
No, I didn't notice anything different about the turf.
I mean, so you had no issues with it at all? You felt like any other stadium? So you don't know what the Niners are talking about here then?
No, I mean, but, you know, that I think that's just what happens when you don't have training camp, like a true training camp and, you know, a true off season with preseason games. Those typical injuries start to show up during that time. So, but yeah, I didn't feel anything different on the field during the game.
Well, you know how it is. Everybody wants, you know, they come out there and everybody wants the long studs, and they assume because of the outdoor track, you know, that you can wear those. Most offensive linemen wear the molds because you understand that you don't need that much grip because they don't think that they're cutting as much. I mean, if they felt like it was sticky, they should have just went to the quarter inch studs. That way, it'd be shorter when get as deep. But you know, Quinnen Williams hitting Jimmy G on the back of the leg had nothing to do with him getting injured, and Bosa getting pancaked by, you know, trying to make a tackle and not deal with the block in front of him, contributed to him twisting and getting pancaked. And it just kind of happens. But let's get to the game, man. Let's get to the first play. And, you know, I'm sure you guys watched the film, understanding that, you know, you get a hat on a hat. But, you know, you think about Mostert, like, was his speed different? Because sometimes you watch film on, you know, you watch an opponent on film, and he looks fast, but you really don't know until you get out there. And I saw some guys maybe taking some bad angles and not going where he was going to be and kind of headed to where he was.
Yeah, I mean, he has elite speed. I spent time with him when I was in Cleveland, and I know his speed is very elite. But, you know, we just got to do a better job of pursuing, holding the edge, and when you get your opportunity, get the guy down, get him down. So he definitely has great speed, but, you know, we didn't do ourselves any service by having lanes open and not taking better angles.
Now, when you talked about the lack of preparation with preseason and getting some games in, is that maybe, you know, the chemistry needs to get, you know, filled out because now you guys have guys that maybe aren't accustomed to working with each other? You know, you got some movement in the linebacker room with guys going down and guys learning how to fit, and maybe just a lack of, you know, practicing or playing with each other, maybe everybody kind of learning how to feed off each other. I saw Alec this week, and you know, I could tell like he didn't have his sea legs underneath him and really get the feel because he overran the play for the cutback for the 55 yard run. Is it just you guys didn't have enough time to prepare, or is it just, you know, you guys don't have time to build that chemistry?
I think it's just a combination of not having the time together. You know, the OTAs is probably one of the most important times, I feel like, for guys to get to know each other, get to know the scheme, build that bond that you need to carry on into the year. And not having those preseason games as well, is you have a lot of guys that's the first time playing on the team or the first time, you know, being in NFL and playing together. So I think it's just a lot of combination of that. But, you know, no excuses. We still got to get better. You know, we have a lot to work on, but we're just going to take it day by day.
Talking with Jets cornerback Pierre Desir, and this weekend is probably, for you, maybe a game you would circle, playing the Colts back in Indianapolis, because it was only a couple of years ago where it seemed like that was where your future was going to be when you signed the contract with the Colts, and then they let you go, and the Jets quickly picked you up. Tell me about your time there with the Colts, and is this game a little personal for you?
No, I had a great 3 years there. The city treated me very well. The fans were awesome. I'm still very close to a lot of the players. I had a great time. You know, really matured as a player, learned a lot throughout my years there. And you know, for me, is going into this week is just how do I get myself better? How do I improve to put myself in a situation where our team can be successful? And that's just my main focus, is working on my craft, getting better, working on the mistakes, and then just working on being 1-0.
It feels like this season is going to be one of those where you've got to do that. You know, it's because there was no preseason, there was no training, really.
Correct.
Not a typical training camp for everybody. The early part of the season is going to be a lot of just adjustments and going forward. Pierre,
hold up, I got one. Oh God,
you got one more?
Yes, I got one more. Because
Pierre,
I understand what you're saying, but I've been where you've been, where I left, yeah. and I thought it was all good. Like, these are my friends. And when you see that blue jersey,
on the field, you see the people
on the side that said, hey, you know, we can move on. We're better without him. You're going to get a rage like you've never felt. And you're going to go, listen, in the pregame, Ray Rice is one of my best friends. I threw the football at the back of his head and tried to put him night-night in warm-ups. Like, we had a damn near, we had a team fight. They had to break us up on Monday Night Football before the game. So I just want to let you know, learn how to control yourself, because it's going to be there. It's like when you see your ex-girlfriend, you're like, ah, man, I don't care about her. And then you see her hold her hand. Well, you going to hold hands with him? You never hold hands with me. You're going to go over there and go smack the tail out of your mouth. So I'm just letting you know, be prepared, young fella.
I got you. Yeah, there's going to be built up emotions, but I think because of being a DB, you can't really let those emotions carry on. Can't be too high, can't be too low.
I still got a job to do. You can cut them knees out. You can cut them knees out, though.
When you go to make a tackle, you want to get flags? You want to get thrown out of the game? Let them focus.
You got a decision when you want to hit your boys. You can either hit them up high or you can hit them down low. Now, don't think that every teammate that you're teammates are friends. You always had that dude, right? You always got that dude. For me, it was Jamal Lewis, right? I remember when I was an undrafted free agent, and I remember one time. I remember we were playing, and it was in practice. And you know how they treat the backups, right? Jamal's a star, won a Super Bowl, first-round draft pick. I'm a D1 double slappy. Now, so I come up there, and like we run by each other. It's like it's just a thud drill. And I say, oh, man, I would have knocked you out. And he looked at me in disgust, like I was beneath him. Like, man, come on. So when he was a Cleveland Brown and I was a Raven, I put him night-night to remind him, yeah, I was right 5 years ago, sucker.
Pierre, do me a favor. Your best revenge is success. That's the part that matters most. All right. Thanks for giving us a few minutes here.
Cut the hell out of TY.
Be well. Thank you, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays from 1 to 3 on 98.7 ESPN.